With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Iran is now proposing talks as violent protests continue.
President Donald Trump says Iran has proposed negotiations after his threat to strike the Islamic Republic, as an ongoing crackdown on demonstrators has led to hundreds of deaths. Trump said late Sunday that his administration was in talks to set up a meeting with Tehran, but cautioned that he may have to act first as reports mount of increasing deaths and the government continues to arrest protesters. Iran did not acknowledge Trump's comments immediately. It has previously warned the US military and Israel would be legitimate targets if America uses force to protect demonstrators. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
A nurses' strike hit several major New York City hospitals today.
Thousands of nurses across three hospital systems in New York City went on strike Monday after contract negotiations broke down. Mayor Mamdani was at their picket line at New York Presbyterian.
These nurses are here for New Yorkers.
The strike involves about 15,000 nurses, including Tristan Castillo, who works at Mount Sinai.
The strike is about getting a fair contract.
They say the major issues include staffing levels, workplace safety, and health care. Julie Walker, New York.
President Trump says he is inclined to keep ExxonMobil out of Venezuela, even as he tries to bolster investment in the country's oil infrastructure.
Mr. Trump's statement comes after ExxonMobil's top executive voiced skepticism over oil investment efforts in Venezuela after the toppling of dictator Nicolas Maduro. Speaking on Air Force One, President Trump told reporters that he didn't like Exxon's response. During a Friday meeting with oil executives, President Trump tried to assuage the concerns of the oil companies.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart, and this is SRN News. The Ten Commandments might come before the U.S. Supreme Court again sometime soon.
At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of a Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 and 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last month, families in Texas filed a class action lawsuit seeking to take down displays across the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America are not the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to more than 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. Paramount Skydance takes another step in its hostile takeover bid of Warner Brothers Discovery.
It now says it will name its own slate of directors before the next shareholder meeting of the Hollywood studio. Paramount has also filed a suit in Delaware Chancery Court to compel Warner Brothers to disclose to shareholders how it values its bid and the competing offer from Netflix. Warner Brothers is in the middle of a bidding war between Paramount and Netflix. Warner's leadership has repeatedly rebuffed overtures from Skydance-owned Paramount, urging shareholders to back the sale of its streaming and studio business to Netflix for $72 billion. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Olympic officials have brought on ice master Mark Messer to prepare the speed skate rink for the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Games. This is the first time Olympic speed skaters will compete on a temporary indoor rink. More details at SRNNews.com.